Killings in Los Angeles are at a six-year high, with more than 600 homicides since January. The new police chief, William Bratton, has vowed to take on the violence, much of it gang-related. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has been visiting with people who live and work in some of the most violent areas of the city.
The recent murder spree was the talk of Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, a popular restaurant chain in South Central LA. Over lunch, Anne Hamilton told her 24-year-old son Alton about 20 murders in the neighborhood in the past 2 weeks alone.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. We're gonna have to do something. So what's the plan? What's the police plan?
The community, he wants to work with the community. He doesn't want the blacks to feel that he's targeting young black men, but something has to be done. But he needs the community to help, and we all should make this our job, not just the police's job.
Hamilton says shootings are nothing new to the neighborhood. She's used to watching her back when she walks through the streets delivering mail for the post office. She says while she appreciates the effort, Chief Bratton's plan might not jibe with reality.
You know, when you live here, you don't pick up the phone and say, I saw my neighbor down the street shoot someone. You just don't. You live in this area. There's very few people who can afford to move out of this area, and you know that retaliation is right around the corner.
There's a lot of skepticism in this neighborhood about what any police chief, new or old, can do to fight crime. 23-year-old William Hennigan lost one of his friends last week, and he's worried that Bratton's tactics could bring more problems.
If he's talking about starting a war on gangs, then he got to think about all the innocent people that he's going to put in the crossfire. That just means the cops are going to be getting into the shootout with the gang members, and then the gang members are running into people's houses, hiding behind people's houses, bullets going through houses, you know what I'm saying?
Marquise Dawson helps direct the nonprofit Community Coalition, which helps to improve the quality of life in South LA.
Police officers get to the scene of a crime after it's happened. For the most part, they do not prevent crimes, nor do they impact the conditions that create crime.
Those conditions, Dawson says, are a bad economy and not enough jobs. He says violence tends to go up in this neighborhood during the holidays, when money problems make some people more desperate. I'm standing near the intersection of Main and Manchester in the heart of South Central LA. It might sound like a cliche or a movie script, but unfortunately these days you don't have to be here long before hearing what's become the soundtrack of the hood. Police helicopters and sirens, and often when it gets dark, the sound of gunshots. Almost everyone you meet here has lost a relative, friend, or neighbor to violence. It's almost impossible to avoid being in or associated with a gang. Sometimes it's a way to survive. Children grow up learning certain rules of behavior, what to wear, where to walk, how to talk, how to duck.
They start shooting every night. But I had got caught up in one too. They would just shot up the house and they busted through a bulletproof window.
This boy is 9 years old. I asked him what he does to protect himself.
Just every time you hear a gunshot, just get on the ground.
There's a safe spot where another boy, 10-year-old Eddie, goes to after school to wait for his mother, the Watts Community Labor Action Committee. Like other children here, Eddie says he always wears his school uniform, dark gray slacks and a white shirt. Anything else would be asking for trouble from the gangs.
There's a lot of colors. You're not supposed to wear blue, red, orange, yellow, green, or green. And I don't really feel it's right because there are some kids just coming bullying on you, saying, where you from, where you from? And I'm like, I'm not from nowhere. Then they say, well, if you're not from nowhere, you got to get down and be with us.
When he was 4 years old, Eddie's dad was shot and killed during a gang fight outside the housing project where they lived. Now, like most children in the neighborhood these days, he has to stay indoors all the time. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.